When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey heroes, Tracy here. Just a quick note, this is Dylan's final episode in their audition series, so we would really appreciate it if you would hit the show notes and check out the link that is there to the feedback form to let us know what you thought of his audition. We are doing this for all of our audition series. It's really important that we get your feedback as well, so please go check that out and enjoy the show. We are adventurers.
Hey, sup nerds, and welcome to a brand new episode of One Shot and to part 3 of Critters in Concrete. If you forgot already, I have been your extremely charming host, Dylan, whose pronouns are she, he, and they. Use them all, mix them up, juggle them a bit. You can get weird with it. This episode is part 3 in our series playing Critters in Concrete by Emily Conklin, which is a game where shapeshifters who turn into the wonderful little invasive critters that make our cities so great and colorful have to come together to save our neighborhoods. So if you haven't caught parts 1 and 2 yet, you probably want to do that first. But I'm not your boss. I'm not here to police your actions. Let's just get into it.
Turns back to Billy. Did you know that this was going to happen? Because it feels like us coming here was a bad idea.
Oh, I mean, yeah. I figured it'd be like tomorrow. I didn't realize it was going to be tonight. Figured we'd get one last, you know, cheap drink in before the place shut down.
I'm with you. So they're going to like demolish this place, like turn it into like rubble and ash and just like complete like trash it? Or are they going to like pull it out the ground and build something else?
Well, they're gonna trash it. We're gonna get rid of everything here. We're gonna make sure that everything that we demolish gets burned and incinerated so that there can be no remnants left behind and no more infestations can show up here.
Yeah.
Don't worry, it's not going to add to that garbage pile outside your office. This stuff's going straight to the incinerator.
I'll bet you get pretty tired of looking at that big pile of garbage outside your office, huh? Huh, pal?
Yeah, humans do. They hate garbage. They just want to destroy
we
it.
We do
it's
hate
disgusting.
That. And we yeah, all destroy it for a living.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we all hate it.
What a great and happy and fulfilling life we all have.
I hate garbage. I hate it. I hate it. I'm gonna go get our suitcases, I think. If you guys could just give me a minute.
Wow. He's more passionate about waste management than I thought. I mean, it's just garbage.
I mean, the guy never stops working.
I feel like I've invited him out a dozen times. Every time, he's just talking more and more about garbage and how much he likes working on it.
Yeah. But I did convince him to come out tonight, I was hoping, but, you know, I mean, I get it now, I see his passion.
Sometimes you can take the man out of the garbage, but you can never take the garbage out of the man.
You know,
so true.
I never heard anybody say our mission statement out loud before, but now that you have, I get it. Well, I guess we have time for one more round before this place goes kaput.
Now to sit back and wait for the attentive wait staff to come around and take our orders once more.
And while that's happening, how long have you been human?
Feels like my whole life, but also never at the same time. I guess reverse those. I've been human my whole life, but it feels like never.
Wow. I've not been human that long.
Hang on. I feel like we've been having two different conversations up to this point.
How? We've been talking to each other. Oh, is it the rectangle? Because sometimes people put things in their ear and I think they're talking to me and I talk to them, but it turns out they were talking to someone who's really, really far away. I can wait.
Did you at any point swap places with a seagull?
No. Well, one time I was trying to eat some bugs and the seagull was trying to eat some chips and the seagull had gotten there first and I was kind of on top trying to reach over to get to the bugs. And then we did end up swapping places because it wasn't working really well. And so then, we moved and then it was eating the chips and I was eating the bugs.
Wait a minute. And, in a like Spider-Verse style, colorful like scene, we look at each other. You're like me.
Yes, I was on Disney Channel.
Wow! Wait, really? Wow! Then you're even more like me than I thought, because I thought we were people who turned into animals.
Oh no, no! I'm an animal that turns into people.
I feel like that's a great moment for
absolutely yeah. Walks in like tears welling up in their eyes, full to bursting, opens the door and then dramatically like shuts it and slams their hand against it. And then after like doing the Disney Channel's coming up a lot today, doing the Disney like slide back slide down the door, their eyes then like
yes!
focus in
yeah.
and they see both of you.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, hey there, hey, what's going on? I'm just here to collect the suitcases because I'm a businessman and that's all I'm supposed to be, a man.
Are you sad?
No, there's nothing better than being a person and just eating like fine foods, like shrimp.
I love eating shrimp and being a person. You're so right.
I do love eating shrimp.
You guys ever think the best bit about shrimp isn't the meaty bit, but it's the bit that a lot of people throw away.
The crunchy
the tail.
Part? Yeah.
The crunchy tail.
Part is so good.
The crunchy tail.
It's like eating a bug,
it's the crunchy
but it's
tail.
Not. That's why I love it. And if you eat them fast, people don't notice. You can just eat it fast and no one thinks about it.
I just always, I'm just like, I'll have this shrimp to go. And then I go home and then I just crunch down and I throw the full shrimp outside.
Oh,
it's nothing
to
me.
You don't have to eat alone. You can eat out in the open and no one's going to attack you.
No. I can't eat out in the open.
Why not?
But people are just not ready. My company, they're not ready to accept who I really am.
How long
on
do
the
you
inside.
Think they need? 10 minutes? 20 minutes?
Oh my god. That's crazy. A timer? That you saying a timer? I just had a weird dot connect. Did you know that this place is getting destroyed in like 3 hours?
Wait, what?
Whoa, what?
Yeah.
Wait, but me and all my friends live here. Do they know that we live here? Oh! Is this a part of the pictures?
The pictures?
Yeah. And Soon Pom Pom goes and thinks, look, all of these pictures with the X's on it. This one had an X. I thought that just meant this is where I was.
Oh my god, you opened all of them.
No, I didn't open that one. It was really hard. It's almost like it's designed explicitly to not be open. Ever.
Hey, so I just want you guys to know I'm on a really strict diet at the minute where I can't have like a lot of, I can't like eat a whole bunch of chocolate. So it's a very strict diet. This is purely like for fitness. Takes their briefcase down and opens it and it's just full of like half-eaten garbage like candy wrappers. So I just take the wrappers and I just lick on the inside and it's all about fitness actually. This is a completely normal thing that a lot of people do. Like in my circle of fitness, loads of people
I've
do this.
Never heard loads of people of doing that, but there's a lot of things that people do that I don't know. I just found out about streaming last week.
Like
oh yeah.
Diving for shrimp and small crustaceans in a stream?
No, it's like there's a box and you can watch and humans, they're not really there. They're not really there. But it's like they're there. And you can, and there's stories. Oh my gosh, I have so much to teach both of you about being human.
God, I feel like you do.
I think I know enough about... No, yeah, I know a lot about being human, but... I get a weird sense, gang.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I've never... Every time I bring up the shrimp thing, everyone always says, oh yeah, the juicy meaty part is the best.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, the hard crunchy shell is obviously
the best. No texture.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. And like, you know, we all seem to agree on some level.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yes. Okay. I used to be a possum and now I'm a human. I don't know. Yeah. Everyone always acts so shocked when I tell them that.
Oh my God. And Gaffield, you must be a crow. Because
oh,
you,
I hate
you,
crows.
The crow.
I hate crows. I hate them.
Oh my God, you said
I
it.
I hate them so
That's
much.
So funny that you said it. That's so funny. You're saying the catchphrase. That's so funny. That's actually great. I gotta tell the boys about this. Actually,
funny,
that's crazy.
This is very funny too.
That's so funny. You just said it without prompting. Do as well.
I am
that's
a noble skull. I am a noble gull.
A gull.
Yes. Free, like the wind and the waves.
You seem to have similar emotions to you being a gull as I do to being a raccoon. And I feel like...
Wait.
I feel like our paths are like similar in a way. And you said you're a possum, but you love being a human. We all kind of have like this like triforce of like similar ideals.
Yes, I like being a human. I like being a possum. And most of all, I love cotton candy.
I love cotton candy wrappers. We could do. The only thing left is the stick. Hey, Gaffield, do you like the stick of candy?
I love
candy
the
blast?
Central stick. There's great pecking on that.
That's like we could get one
this
feed all
so
three
good.
Of us.
Oh
this is
God.
Great. I feel.
Wait. Is how? The building's gonna be destroyed though. You work for the trash people. Just tell them not to destroy the building.
But that's what the people want. And I can't go against the people.
Oh, sure you can. People always tell me what they want. They say, Sue Pom-Pom, I want a red wine. And then I give them something and they say, that's not red wine. And I say, sure it is. And then they drink it.
That works
every
does
single
it?
Time.
That's amazing. That's wonderful. Maybe people can be convinced of things. Well, the whole board of the waste company are just right outside. We just need to think of, I guess, a really good pitch to change all their minds in this one inspiring speech, just like they do in Disney Channel original shows, a speech to really bring it all home together, which is definitely your expertise.
Well, I was for 3 years the least popular character on one of the lowest rated Disney Channel original shows. So maybe some of that is rubbed off. Maybe this is where it's all been leading.
Okay, so... You're a person who wants to truly be a seagull, if I'm getting that correct.
Well, I just think they have an easier life than me, and I would prefer to have that.
Yeah. You're a possum that can turn into a person and really likes being a person.
Yes, I do also like being a possum. I'm much smaller, and my core body temperature is lower, so I can't get rabies.
Oh, nice, so you can't get rabies.
Can't get rabies.
Yeah, I heard that somewhere. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm a guy who like likes towing the line between raccoon and man. And you know what? Outside there's like a whole bunch of Disney Channel original movie people. And there's the whole board, as well as this is your bar. And if we do like one really inspiring speech, we could really get the three groups rallied up together to save the bar and then get you on your TV shows as kind of like a free-spirited gull. And then maybe, just maybe, I could be the CEO of my company, but as a raccoon and not as a person.
This is so inspiring, and you're all getting so fired up. And I think it's the perfect time for me to roll for the complication that this game provides on a little chart to obstruct our journey.
Wait, we have it all planned out. It's a foolproof.
We have it all planned out. We just need a very inspiring PowerPoint presentation.
Yeah, yeah, we can get a Prezi. You guys remember this?
The complication that I rolled is complication number four, which I think is almost perfect. It stipulates that one of you gets stuck in either your critter or human form. Tell me what you think about this, Gaffield Adonis. But your speech did imply that you wish your life could be a little more like that of a seagull.
Sure.
What would you say to the idea that at the end of that inspiring moment, you got yourself stuck in seagull form?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think so. I'm just in the middle of the speech about being free and noble. I just wish to cry to the wind and the skies. Ah! Ah! Ah!
And just Animorphs.
Whoa! And it's horrible.
It's not like a fresh, beautiful gull. It's a ratty, like, awful-looking thing.
Absolutely.
The word fresh to describe a living creature is a little bit disturbing to me.
I don't know. That's how I describe my baby when it just, like, popped out. You know?
Yeah.
It's fresh. This is fresh. This one's fresh.
I'm fresh.
It's right off the lawn.
Fresh. Like, the in press. The fresh baby smell. Oh, my God.
Can you still speak human in your seagull form?
That's a good question. Dylan, I've got to leave that in your hands.
There is no stipulation in the game that says that you cannot. I am going to say that you can communicate to other shifters, but that mortals that are not shifters will just hear the sounds of seagulls.
Great. Wow, you guys got really tall.
Oh my god, this is just like the end of the Disney Channel original Lighthouse TV show where he turned into a seagull at the end. That's crazy. I've not seen... Honestly, I don't know any other shifters, and looking at someone shift into from their human form into their critter form, it looks, to be quite blunt, quite hideous.
It's disgusting.
No, that's just how I look.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Okay.
I'm sorry for you.
Thank you. I think.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry, well, too, for me.
Okay.
So, we need something which is going to convince everyone that keeping this bar open is a good, positive thing. And also maybe getting Gaffield a job as a actor again? Is that what you want?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of want to be... a seagull?
Can we mark this off as a success? Can we mark this one of three things accomplished?
You've already done it. Okay.
This is great. Yeah. I mean, I'm so proud of you.
But like, usually it doesn't end that way.
Well,
you're a seagull
now, so you can be happy. Right?
Well,
that's what you wanted. You wanted to be a seagull, and now you're a seagull.
But then I wake up, and I'm a person again, and I've got bills and responsibilities. Yeah. And that cult's breathing down your neck. You know how the cult is always trying to
what
get you?
Is a cult? You said that word so many times, and like they were illuminated and laminated.
Yeah.
If you don't like them, why don't you just not talk to them?
Well, it's like kind of a family obligation.
I don't understand.
Okay, you know how when sometimes baby possums just like cling to your back.
Yes.
For humans, your adult family does that metaphorically all the time.
Well, we stopped doing it after, young Joey's mature after 2 to 3 years or after 100 days, we leave out of the hole, and then we reach maturity in about 2 to 3 years.
Yeah. So imagine,
have you been doing this for longer than 2 years?
So imagine, how do I? So you're Joey, right? you're clinging to your mom's back, mm-hmm. and then you grow up and you're too yeah. old to be on mom's back.
Right, and you just walk on your own.
Well, you start to walk on your own, and then mom comes over, clings onto mm-hmm. your back. And it's not just mom, it's dad, and grandma and grandpa are on their backs, and all of
Wait,
the lessons
no,
of those.
No, that's too much yeah. for one person mm-hmm. to carry.
You get it!
Oh.
All right. I have an idea. Hey, listen. We're in the blue sky stage at the minute. So, you know, in project management, it's like you go blue skies and then you go more realistic.
I can't believe Twitter already died in Cyber LA.
I can't believe blue sky is already functional in Cyber LA.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, did you guys get those invites?
It came out of nowhere. No one was expecting it. I'm not a CEO, but I'm an executive of this waste management company. I'm like wildly rich because my food bill is basically nothing. Mm. I eat exclusively my neighbor's garbage outside. I could pay for your family's life and stuff if you help me. If you help convince the board outside, maybe that it's better that maybe just ease them into the fact I'm being a raccoon, and then that's an okay thing to be. And then after possibly that, we could save the bar because they'll all be
yes,
you know, open minds,
and
open hearts.
We
and...
should give them drinks.
Yeah, I mean, again, being slightly tipsy, that's where all the trade deals happen.
And every time people come into this bar, their number one complaint is when I don't give them drinks. And if I do give them drinks, they're a lot happier.
Wow. So what you're saying is you could buy and sell me.
No. I could give you an amount of money that could mean that you could be free to be more of a gull.
I just don't understand why you don't just be a gull as often as you can. And then when you can't be flying around, you just find a little alleyway and take a nap.
Well, I mean, I was full-time gull for a while, and then Prometheus, my friend, sort of learned some lessons, and then I was only like part-time a gull.
Oh.
So we need to create you like a Greek mythology job that's kind of always in
season.
You
need to learn a lesson. That's what needs to happen here.
I feel like I'm comfortable with the lessons that I've learned about eating French fries and the crunchy part on shrimps.
Believe it or not, there's more to life than French fries and crunchy shrimp. I know. Human world, crazy.
Saying that line about being so confident, I know that this doesn't make any sense.
I'm already sold on it.
Whatsoever. Because you are already a seagull and you can't become more seagull. But if you could feel in your heart you become more seagull at that, as you say that defiant line that you are confident in the lessons that you've learned. Outside, past the walls that you're in, you do hear some heavy machinery sounds, gears turning as the equipment is rolling up. It is not yet been 3 hours by any means, but things are parking nearby. Personnel are putting themselves in place for when the clock strikes demolition hour.
We have to stop them.
We do. I don't think a Disney Channel original style speech is
going to
cut it.
I'm going to be honest.
Because of the seagull
form. I still don't know what Disney Channel is.
Oh, it's great. They had it was really popular in the early 2000s. And then now in cyber time, it like re-hit like a really big popularity back when they started remaking all these old movies. We'll have a crash course afterwards. It's so fun for both critters and humans alike.
I say we go out to those machines and we turn them off, because you can turn off machines after you turn them on. I learned that with the stove.
But what if they turn the machines back on again?
Then
we could just stay there in memoriam, continuously turning them on
exactly,
and off
that's
forever.
I don't have anything else to do. Except my job.
I have a company to run.
Oh, if I'm turning
in.
Off the machines, who's going to make drinks for people? Okay.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Maybe this is what it's all been leading up to. I've always been really good at hitting a mark, which is kind of like pressing a button. So maybe when the machines turn on, I'll just press the button to make them stop.
Yeah, and then you go and you say business at them until the business stops the machines.
Oh, nice. Yeah, okay, I could like confuse them with like buzzwords and things until they're just like, oh, I guess
well, because one time someone came here and they said business stuff and it turned out all of the lights for a while. So you just need to do that with the machines.
Oh, nice.
It was actually, a lot of people do not like the dark.
At this moment, the tiny door on the other side, not the human door, the tiny door opens and a possum sort of waddles in. And
hey, I don't mean to interrupt or anything, but
do you need, I got more paper shreds for you, and I just grabbed the papers that were from y'all's briefcases. You need paper? It's warm.
Well, I'm not gonna say no to that.
It's good paper.
And like sort of just shovels a bunch of it in their mouth and is like, No. Thanks. That's not why I came though. But there's this whole operation going outside, and we're just wondering, are we cool? Should we go?
We have a plan, but just in case, you should go somewhere that's not here in case the plan doesn't work.
Sure. You know, you giving us so much hot paper. You want any help?
Yes. Oh my goodness, yes. Do you know how to speak business?
No.
Okay. We could...
Do you know how to turn off a machine? Because we're going to need a lot of people to turn off a lot of different machines.
Yeah, or you could chew through the machines and break all of them. All the wires.
Oh, wow, that's a more permanent solution. I was ready to commit my life to just turning off the same button, but... God, animals are so smart.
Look, we're all... set up for chewing wires. All you had to say is go, but you gotta make sure the power to that's cut, otherwise we're gonna go all zip.
Okay.
Which is why we need to turn it off.
I can sneak in. We can sneak in. Humans, they'll never expect it. We can go and we can just turn off the button. I'm really good at turning things off after the stove incident.
You're right. Rue, humans really don't suspect a thing. We have a whole restaurant out there.
Yeah. So we can turn it off, and then we need a distraction, and then you need to chew through the wires, and then we need... Oh, and then we have to do... We just have to keep doing this all over the city. Because they're going to keep going to all of the X's on the pictures, on the map.
Oh, that's true.
Okay.
Oh yeah, this is pretty much localizing everything to one place. If we spared this location, it'd kind of be a heavy strain put on the ecosystem to just be here.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Wait. If we're looking for a place that has a whole heap of garbage that people can live in, I have a window looking out across a whole heap of trash. Maybe instead of slowing them down, this is like, whilst everyone's distracted, we could funnel everyone into the waste management center, and then everyone could just live in this big whirlpool of garbage that's just right outside of my office.
And if we're in the waste management center, then they can't get in. And then they can't get other machines.
And we lock all the doors. The rats rule the city, just like what happened to New York to make it Cyber New York.
Wait, wait,
Yeah.
Not just the rats, though, because sometimes the Rat King kind of scares me.
The Rat King is very dangerous.
Oh, no, that guy's
and does rule Cyber New York with an iron fist.
Okay. Yeah, we leave this place. Oh, my boss is going to be so mad that they destroyed our building while I was here. Do you think he knows?
About the trucks out front?
Yeah.
I think he has about 3 hours to find out.
Okay. We go to the... So we're gonna take over the waste management, and we're going to show this city what it means to be hospitable to everyone.
Everyone. Okay. If we get the... Damn. We could get the... You know, get there and then turn everything off, but I don't know if we can get there quick enough. I mean, as the crow flies, we could get there really fast, but unfortunately we hate crows.
It's so unfortunate because those mobile billboards soar through the sky so quickly, but we don't have a way to jump high enough to catch on to one.
Wait a second. I had implants in my legs. I could do a 10-foot vert leap. We could absolutely get up there in time.
Okay.
And then if the drone is like, oh, dang, this is too heavy, you know, again, as the crow flies, but we need someone better than a crow because we need someone to get there faster. But I don't know a bird that's better than a crow.
Wait a minute. You guys, wait a minute. My friend Prometheus is a full-time seagull. He's very fast.
Do you think Prometheus can get here faster?
Can Prometheus get here on time?
There's maybe another ghoul somewhere that could do it. Someone who truly understands what it means to be a ghoul.
Oh, gosh. Huh. You can see his confidence fading so quick. I feel like I'd like to roll for this.
Tell me your thoughts. I was either going to have the two of them roll to influence you or for you to find the confidence in yourself. I'm okay with either. I think actually let's go with you rolling to find the confidence within yourself.
Yeah. All right.
It's meaner to make this a critter roll, but it feels right. Because you are finding the gull within.
Yeah.
But I would give you an extra die because you have called upon the memory of Prometheus Seagull friend.
Mm-hmm. And can we be helping because we super believe in him?
Yeah, and then I would give you all three D6s for this. Yeah.
All right, I got a 1, a 3, and a 6.
Okay, so that is one success.
That's one success. So that's like partial, right?
Yeah. You barely manage this is what that entails. So you like search for the goal within. You do find it, but there's a lot of painful memory there, and also it dawns on you that you're a gull right now and that it took you a while to find the gull within whilst being a gull, and that doesn't feel too great. It should have come a little more naturally. So there's a little bit of discouragement even as you find it, but you do find that inspiration.
Yeah, I think, like, I feel like we got to enter Gaffield's Mind Palace.
Great.
And in this place, like, it is kind of a sandy beach, and we can see Gaffield like sitting on it, and in front of him there is this like basket of French fries that's like half spilled over in the sand.
Mm-hmm.
And he's reaching for it, but he can't get up to go get it because on his back are his mother and father, and on their back are their parents, and clung to the side of them is like everybody in the cult and all of the viewers of the Disney Channel original production of The Crow, which ran for 6 seasons.
Yeah, of course.
And he's just like reaching for it, held down by all of his human problems. And Dylan, I'd love to know, in this moment, I feel like Gaffield's idol is Prometheus.
Yeah.
The seagull he swapped lives with, who learned a lot of important lessons about humanity.
Yeah. And Prometheus sort of lands on this formation, cocks a head at you, and then straightens it again.
Prometheus! This is great! This is great! You could fly down and peck at those French fries until they're close enough for me, and then I could have some.
And in your mind, Animorphs style, you hear, "Why don't you fly up?"
Oh, I would love to, Prometheus, but as you can see, I'm weighed down by this doughy flesh and, perhaps more importantly, emotional baggage from my generational trauma and social anxieties.
As the seagull before you blinks thoughtlessly and cocks its head to the side once more and then pecks at the ground and swallows a worm, knocks it back.
A worm on the beach, holy shit.
Staring at you again blankly, you do hear again in your head, "The wings of the gull are within you."
Within me?
Shed the weight and fly.
All this time, I was afraid that what the lightning storm that struck us and swapped our bodies wanted me to learn was that it's harder to be a gull than it is to be a person. But it turns out the real lesson is that being a person sucks, and if you can be a seagull, you should totally freaking do it. Prometheus, it might cost me a lot, but I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna find the wings within. And he struggles. He struggles against the hands weighing him down. Scream! And eventually, like, wings burst forth out of his chest, and I think horribly his human body like
absolutely
falls like kind of bonelessly in a fleshy heap on the ground, and it's like crushed by all of like the social weight and anxiety, and this scruffy ass like patch feathered gull moves forward and just ugly gorges itself on these French fries.
Yeah. Prometheus gets spooked away. Flies. That was quite startling.
And I guess in this vision, it is nighttime, and so he does a seagull cry to the moon.
Good.
With his transformation, for sure.
Perfect. And I think from here, I would like to give you the option to shift back into human form for the rest of this night. But if you do, you will still have terrible seagull wings that are protruding from your body.
That's the cost, is unlocking my gull form. Like, I have freed my soul to be 100% gull, but the cost is my physical body must be somewhere between the two.
It must be roughly 10 to 30% gull as well.
Wow.
The only thing that separates gulls and humans is the wings. That's it. So it's like, fully physically you are Gal.
Yeah.
Well, my yes. bones are hollow. We'll be hollow in this point as well.
Yeah. That's something you won't find out right away. It's more like the next time you trip.
You're like, wow, I lost like 10 pounds.
I feel great.
The consequences of stubbing your toe are much greater now.
Disastrous, yeah. Yeah, I think like he knows this. Like instinctually, as he comes out of his mind palace, 'tis a far better thing that I do now than I ever have done before. Quoting the Disney Channel original three-camera sitcom, A Tale of Two Cities. And he horribly anamorphs into a scruffy, gull-winged harpy.
Beautiful.
That's disgusting.
They are truly who they were meant to be all along.
Scrap!
So.
Oh, hey, shit! I didn't realize you
were going to be staring at you so long.
How's the bar?
It just seemed like they were really thinking on something.
Yeah.
We had a lot of different plans. I'm glad this is the one that we're going with.
Okay. Would it help if I turned into a possum? It'd be easier for you guys to just carry me to the waste management place?
Oh, yeah. And we could alert lots of people along the way.
Go tell everybody. Go tell the Yahtzee Club. Go tell, oh my gosh, we should, the ladies, the Pilates ladies at the park, they love protesting.
Another episode of One Shot, another mid-roll. I hope that you're enjoying this silly little game and these goofy little gags that we're up to. And if you're making your way to Gen Con, like this weekend, you can catch so much more One Shot Network content from the live One Shot Network editions. There are going to be live editions of System Mastery and Skyjacks, plus way more. Everything that you need to know is going to be in the show notes. We hope to see you there. Please wear a mask. And for your sake, especially now, go and grab some tickets ahead of time just in case those shows do sell out. And with that, let's get back to Critters and Concrete. Okay.
Yeah,
all right. We'll tell
everyone.
You gotta tell
all of the other animals around Cyber LA as well. Like Zeus, Hermes is knocking around. Any other Greek god that I can't quite think of right
Milos
now to match
is
with Prometheus.
Hard to get to, but what you do, you can bring them out.
Yeah, Hades.
All right. Look, I know that they're tricky because they always have weird stipulations attached to them, but we'll do our best.
You gotta delegate.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll spread the word and we'll meet you back at the lot. You heard him, boys. And like, sends the order.
Wait, I have an idea. And Pompa pulls out their phone that has one of those giant kid-proof cases on it and calls the number of that they were given by the exterminator.
Yeah.
It's on the back of the business card.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hey.
How are you today?
Same as I was a couple hours ago. How are you?
Wait, I called the number, not the exterminator's number, the number to get the bugs.
It's just him.
Oh, it's just
same guy.
That's same dude.
This is just his burner phone.
Yeah, this is my side hustle. I pick up the bugs
on the business card, he crossed out his number and wrote the same number underneath. This is who you want for the bug guy.
I need so many bugs. I need all the bugs you got. All of the bugs and all the critters. You gotta let them out now.
Where exactly you want me to let these bugs out?
At the Mosquito Inn, near all of the machines.
You paying for this?
Yes.
How much?
How much money do you have?
I got $5.
Okay. $5?
Can you please make me a concrete roll to convince this man to do this for the price of one single candy bar?
Say what you will about Cyber LA. $5 buys you a hell of a lot of bugs.
Yeah, there's been a lot of deflation.
Yeah.
A three,
and that's under. Let's see what you got in terms of connections. You can roll an extra die because this is to your exterminator connection.
That's worse.
Good.
That's a one.
Excellent. Look, I'd love to do this for you, but I gotta eat, and this is, what, a fraction?
Oh, and we're taking all your bugs. Yeah.
You got it. That's exactly what I meant. Seriously, this is like a fraction of what you pay me to pick the bugs up. I'm not gonna re-release them for that little.
How much money do you want?
I'd say $10.
$10.
Or, you know, if this was by any chance being done for some benevolent reason that I could get behind on some sort of moral standpoint, make me feel good when I go home tonight so I can sleep better. You know, that kind of thing. I'm always looking for charity work. But
that's so crazy. This is for the most just, most moral reason there is. This is to make sure that all of the creatures here in Cyber LA have a home and a nice warm place full of garbage. And we're sticking it to the man.
Okay, truth be told, you lost me for most of that, but I do love sticking it to the man. All right. Do you have the $10?
Yeah, hold on. Oh, I have a tip jar. Okay, yes, I have the $10. Oh,
all right. You know what? $10. And maybe I'll figure out what you meant by all of that by the time we're done, and maybe I'll feel good about it too.
Okay. Goodbye. And I hang up.
Yeah, you got an exterminator on his way to drop off all of the bugs at the machines. The possums have left the room. They're on their way to spread the word about town and make sure everybody gets gathered at the lot. I'm going to say that by now we're down to the hour mark of when this is going to happen. I feel like a trip to the Mind Palace is definitely like an hour long meditative journey.
Spent an hour watching a seagull like kind of twitching.
Yeah, just staring at this.
Yeah. I don't feel like that was a short trip to the Mind Palace. Like,
do you think he's dying?
Did he now?
Is this normal for him?
Should we call someone? This feels like this is impossible.
The possums are like, who are you calling? I don't know who you would call in this situation.
I don't really get birds.
Oh, wait, no, they're talking. Wait, they're talking to themselves? They are Prometheus in this situation, doing like a two-headed, golem-esque. They're speaking as Prometheus and then speaking as themselves, trying
are
to figure
sure
stuff out.
Prometheus is real?
I don't know. This has been a really long hour, though. Like, we've been here for a while. We're just staring at this quite cramped room. It's like 3 foot by 3 foot. Shit is bad. Do you mind if I eat some garbage?
Yeah,
I'm so sorry. I'm so hungry.
What the garbage is there for.
I've been worked into a fervor. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And then you snap out of grow into a full human with wings.
Oh, I didn't realize that was an option.
Okay, so you're going to turn to a possum. You're like a hybrid gull person. You've really found your true spirit. Should I turn into a raccoon as we get picked up and fly over to the waste management plant,
to open the doors to find houses for all of the creatures and critters in Cyber LA and then kind of like take over, like a hostile takeover.
And then there are bugs everywhere. And there's nothing to eat the bugs because all of the critters are in the waste management place.
But is that not a bad thing for the critters because the critters need to
eat the bugs?
No.
We can eat the food in the trash in the waste management place and there's bugs there. And I don't know if you know this, but a possum can eat like 3,500 ticks in a week.
Wow. That's a lot of ticks.
So they're going to need it. They're going to notice that if they get rid of the critters, then they also have way too many bugs everywhere else because the exterminator is leaving them all over the city.
And then are we just going to leave the city like that? Or are we going to move the critters back into the city to eat all the bugs because people realize that it's good?
Then you business.
Me?
You business. And you get us a spot.
Okay.
And then we get trash and we get bugs and we get a place to stay and everybody's happy.
You know what? I feel like there's some holes in this plan, but we've got 5 minutes, so I think we should really hustle. This is the best that we got.
Yeah.
I think it's flawless. I don't see any holes whatsoever.
Gather all the critters and bugs in the city. Business.
Yeah.
Everybody's happy.
Everybody's happy. It's completely
close off waste management.
We're leaning pretty heavily on the word business, but that's okay.
Business is one of the skills that you chose, and definitely a mechanic in the game Critters and Concrete.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's business, this seems, clearly.
Yeah.
Wait, did you guys not?
This seems great to me.
Pick an additional skill on level up.
Yeah.
Oh, dang, did we level up? Shit, I forgot. I didn't notice.
My first character was hit by a bus because of the robust transportation in the city, so I had to re-roll from right, level one.
Right. Yeah. Re-roll stats. Yeah. It's a really brutal game. It's hard, hard
it's
and crunchy. High fatality.
What with all the critters and like all the concrete?
And all the concrete.
Yeah, and all the concrete.
There is the machines start to get louder as they turn on and start turning towards the building. The notice on the front of the door, the marquee starts flashing red as it says demolition time, exclamation point, and says that
the people
pay their tabs.
Oh, Ariana Grande has like a song going on and no one wants to interrupt her. They're like, shit, she's been holding this solo for a while. It is going.
That note is not going anywhere. It is still solidly coming out.
And we have, I think, 1 minute to go, which is on the outside of the thing, as she is holding that one hard G.
She's holding a G? Oh, no. Oh, you meant... I got it.
No,
I got it.
We all know how music works.
I can't believe that's a moment of genuine confusion that I had.
She's holding a G in G. It's her attempt to get back into music. And it's not going well.
The future of music is holding consonants. That is going to happen.
That's Cyber LA, baby.
That's one of the modifications that you can get. And that future Ariana Grande has gotten. And as she holds out this hard G for an impossibly long period of time and then lets it come to a rest, she says, thank you. I won't be back here because this place is being destroyed. And she, too, pays her tab. The group does reluctantly pay for Gaffield's portion of the bill on their way out. But they're like, God, what a prick. He just left. We invited that guy out for like Disney original stars night and he bailed. Crazy.
I love these millionaires griping over the one drink that this guy ordered.
That's like the one most realistic aspect of this entire setting is that the millionaire's switching over like a dive bar $4.
It's a point of pride. They invited him out and they leave. The business folks that you had come with, Bigsby, are also making their way out, but they're going to hang around outside and watch the demolition go down, take a little pride in their work. You know, they're a little tipsy. And
do they try and get the briefcase?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They do need to go and retrieve their briefcases. So they come and knock on the door.
We gotta bounce.
Back door.
The tiny door. Okay. I gotta tie into a
rack. I pause them and and I like to think it looks like Magenta from Sky High turning into the little hamster. It's just like a very like I just crawl around and then I'm a possum.
Fantastic. What does Gaffield do?
Yeah, Gaffield can't turn into a seagull anymore. It's just this fully angelic figure.
Because I am imagining that they then open the door.
Unless, of course, much like having a bird trapped in a closet, when it opens, we all burst out of the thing in a flurry of feathers.
I would like to make a critter roll. Seagulls are intimidating. Like, here's the thing. If you move towards a seagull and it flies away, that's a natural state of things. But if you move towards a seagull and it does not fly away, that's one of the most terrifying moments of your life.
Yes, correct.
You are also a bird man, which I would argue is intimidating on its own right.
I feel like it's the seagull thing that's more intimidating than bird half man freak.
I'm going to give you two die, one to make the roll and one because this, I do feel, is drawing on your connection to Prometheus and nothing else terrifying.
Mmm, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I got a two.
Oh, great. Fantastic. So what does it look like when they open the door?
They, like, open the door and they see... I feel like we haven't established what happens to clothing when people shift. I kind of think, like, it's either Animorph style where you do somehow keep, like, underclothing, but they have to be, like, skin-tight Lycra, which is very funny to me. So, yeah, actually, we'll just do Animorph style. So they see a man with no shirt and, like, these horrible, ratty seagull wings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And leggings.
Yeah.
Just turn around towards them and go,
Can I imagine that the leggings are like an electric blue? Like I really, or like some kind of bright color.
I think you're free to imagine that.
Okay.
I feel like that's allowed.
Wait, can I
this is America. We have very few freedoms remaining, but that's that one of them.
Get in on that imagination. That
permission to visualize something?
And you know what, listeners? I invite you at home to imagine that as part of this image as well.
They scream with absolute abandon. And one of them yells, "Oh my God, it's happening!" And
I want to know everything about that person's life. And
runs full speed in the other direction. They scatter. They do not stick around to watch the demolition as they run to safety and/or a safe house as well.
Has the exterminator dropped all of the bugs? And does it feel like the fucking scene in The Prince of Egypt where thousands of locusts just descend upon
the horde?
As they run out the door.
They see a giant seagull, they burst out the door, and they fully think a biblical coming is happening.
Yeah,
right
that
now.
Guy is really having his moment as he then opens the front door and a bunch of just roaches like pile in. I'm imagining like rats and everything. There's pigeons and stuff like flying. There's bugs. There's everything. Everything that you can imagine as it just like floods into this building. Anyone left remaining inside is running and screaming for the hills. I am going to say that some of these critters have got into the machinery. So when whoever is going to be sabotaging the machinery will get an extra die to roll when making that attempt. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Who would like to?
I'm acting as transportation, so someone else needs to be in charge of this.
I can be the distraction. I'll be a super normal human distraction.
Yeah, because you got to do business.
I got to do business.
Yeah.
Okay. Once we get out and kind of loop around, Pom Pom Sue is going to go back into being Sue Pom Pom.
Great.
And is going to walk up to the access hatch on one of the machines.
And you can't be here.
Yes, I can. Stu sent me down here for quality control. Did they not tell you?
Please go ahead and give me a concrete roll for that. I think...
Can they add 1d6 because of the biblical plague that is going on at the same time?
Yeah, maybe Stu needs someone.
It's like, maybe we do need quality control happening.
Union rules do stipulate if a biblical event happens, then you need extra quality control.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I got a 3 and a 6.
Okay, so that is... one success. Who sent you?
Stu?
Stu. Mm-hmm. Did Stu say why they sent me? Is it sent you to is it cuz they don't think I can do this
it's just with all of the new animals we have to turn the demolition meter up more and wanted to make sure that you had all of the support you needed to do that, because they super believe in you.
okay, I guess. But, I'm really not supposed to leave, so you can, like, be here, but I you know, what do you need to help me with?
Okay, and I just walk in, and I look at the, like, control panel with all the stuff, and I just start turning things off and flipping switches and stuff aggressively. And I'm just...
Whoa.
And I just kiss at him.
Okay. He's going to call the demolition company as they run away.
Wait, do they pull their phone out? Can I grab them?
Give me a critter roll for that. That's got to be a little quick move.
That is a 3.
Yes. You grab their phone and shook it.
And I grab them by the shoulder. Look at me! What's your name?
Phil?
Phil, there is so many more things in this world than you possibly understand. Do you want to live in the past? Or do you want to be a part of the new future?
Can I ask? By this time, has the horrible mangled seagull man started to airlift the other critters out of the building?
Absolutely. Okay. And like giving a big seagull scream as he does it. And just like covered in like a writhing mass of critters.
Yeah.
Too.
Okay, I'm gonna start a whole new life. What do I call you?
Sue Pom Pom.
Sue Pom Pom.
Mm-hmm.
Are you gonna be visiting us again?
Do you want me to?
He looks out over the scene that's playing. If you're gonna help us.
Yes! We could watch Disney Channel!
Okay, Sue Pom Pom. Mm-hmm. Okay, got it. And as he like gets out of this driver's seat and climbs down and starts running down the street, passersby will hear him as he comes up to them and says, "Sue Pom Pom, they really want us to watch Disney Channel. Go home and watch the Disney Channel. Everybody get into your houses and watch the Disney Channel. Sue Pom Pom said to." Weeping as they run home to watch the Disney Channel. presumably until you tell
them to
stop. It just so happens
to be a rerun of The Crow on that night.
Yeah. The rest of the critters are flying, if I'm not mistaken, to the garbage lot outside of your office. It's closed. The gate is open as the trucks and machinery have gone out to do this job. But the offices are otherwise kind of closed down and done for the night.
Being dropped down and shifting back into human form, Bigsby unlocks all the doors and with this big... like Aragorn in the Two Towers as he pushes open those two huge doors, opens it, and thousands of critters run past and dive into this pile of just mulch and dirt and garbage. And just to, like, looking over this scene, picks up his phone and knows that he's going to need to do at least a little bit of business to really sell this. Texts his team of people who are screaming
and
running away.
Yeah, no, they're not doing great.
Yeah. Text them, like, important business is coming up. We need to have a business meeting in the waste factory. My office.
You know, make me a concrete roll. I want to see, and you could add two. Okay. You could add one die to that additional.
Okay, all right, all right. All right, I got a 2 and a 6, so that's one success.
I think it's primarily Bill who does show up.
Hmm.
No one else responds, but Bill does arrive, scared, wet for some reason. He's got bits of garbage stuck to him. I would also say that Sue Pom-Pom could have made it by the time Bill arrives so that you're all at the lot.
I think once Sue ensured that all of the machines were powered off and the critters were going to it, would absolutely... can I attempt to drive one of the machineries to the lot, just bulldozing whatever's in the path?
Please make me a concrete roll for that. And what, if anything, would you add to that that would... I'm going to say nothing. I'm going to say that's a one die.
This is really just either it works or it doesn't, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a 2, so that's not great.
No, it in fact is the opposite of great and doesn't work. Because all of the other possums that were eating in your restaurant not an hour ago have chewed all the wiring in all of these machines down to the core.
I can't be mad about it.
Yeah,
can't even be mad about it. I'm gonna hit you right on a mobile billboard.
Okay. Yeah.
Nice.
Great. You arrive back. Bill comes scared to the door.
I think Bill opens the door to this, like, purely quiet boardroom. It's like nothing but the flickering of, like, the fluorescent lights, and with the window of all of the critters all in the garbage now.
What?
Since this is Bigsby's office. But he sees, looking over the garbage, much like Cersei Lannister looking over the sect in Game of Thrones, this tiny raccoon, which has this really shitty makeshift, like, boss baby ass suit on.
Uh-huh.
Turns. Hey there, Billy. It's all right. It's me. I spend my whole life being a business guy, being a businessman. But I realized whilst working here, all I want to do is just be a dirty, dirty fucking raccoon and eat garbage. I love the stuff. I love the crinkles. I love it when foil gets stuck in my teeth. I love getting indigestion. I love the whole shebang. And I just want you to know that this is the real me. It's the real me, Billy. And I think... instead of working against the critters, we work with the critters. If we let them have this city of dirt, get all the critters out of the city and get them in here, and they can live here in this utopia. And I'll watch over them as the CEO of trash. Billy, I love you, Billy. Billy, look at me. I love you, Billy. What do you say, Billy? Would you let me be the CEO of trash?
Please make me a concrete roll.
Absolutely. I would like to say that earlier we established that humans can't understand critters.
Mm-hmm. So this has just been
However, I have expertise in business.
Uh-huh. And you are wearing a Boss Baby S.
Billy is
Billy, very nice suit.
Billy is also my connection, so can I roll three dice? Thank you so much. Pom pom, bless you. No word of a lie. That is three sixes, which I think is because concrete, right? So that's three successes.
That's a critter Kyle success.
That's a.
That's what it's actually called.
Critical success.
So.
Critical success.
You get an extra effect from how successful this is. And what I think happens is that you start this speech to Bill in the squeaks and squawks of a raccoon in a nice suit, being very
in a nice suit. Yeah. It's undeniable.
Very diplomatic.
That it's like,
the hand gestures are very, very
it's
animated.
All words. I have opposable thumbs. Like the whole thing is very articulating.
But I think that one single phrase of that speech gets out. I will give you five words that come out of your raccoon fucking mouth in English. So give it to me. What are the five words that you get out that are gonna sell this man?
Me, CEO. Love you, Bill. That's it. Me, CEO. Love you, Bill.
Bill falls to his knees, broken. He takes off his suit jacket covered in garbage mulch and the horrors from outside, and he folds it ever too neatly for what it's been through, places it gently to the side, and he gets down low to the ground.
Is this man praying?
And he starts to pray to Sue Pom Pom, quoting Disney Channel original series quips as tears stream down his dirt-ridden face, and he lifts his head and says, "Sure, yeah, you can be CEO. Why not? I'm done. I'm pretty much done." The company is handed over into the capable hands of Bigby. Armani dressed raccoon. The whole city speaks of the horrors of the flying angel. Some may say devil. It depends on how close they were at the time that this happened. Others sing the praises of Sue Pom Pom. Many watch the Disney Channel. I would like to know just one little snippet into the futures of these critters, as you have created a little bastion of safekeeping for critters and garbage alike here in the new renovated waste management site, which does not do that anymore.
I would argue manages the waste very effectively.
Yeah. It manages it. It just keeps it all in one place and doesn't get rid of it.
The waste is under new management.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'd say food waste is being managed. Like,
that's very good.
I feel like this could be better than the current system that we have.
Yeah.
For the Sue Pom Pom snippet, here's what happens.
Okay.
We have the sanctuary for all of the critters. And uh-huh. Sue Pom Pom works with the exterminator to help any critters who want to go out in the city and to like help clean areas that do need to be clean, like places like hospitals and stuff, or like schools where it's like, okay, we actually can't have bugs, just loose, like they go, and instead of killing them, we just loosen some possums and things to eat all of them, and then once they're full, Sue Pom-Pom takes them back home. And I think Sue Pom-Pom becomes this sort of mythical, like, Pied Piper kind of figure, because I can talk to the animals.
Fantastic. Yes, of course. Of course.
Gaffield's Adonis Hesiv has, like, united within his soul, or has, like, freed himself within his soul. But obviously, that cursed his body to be between. But he lived his life that way much happier, much freer, because he was finally unburdened from all of the things about being a human that made him so unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
And so he spent, like, the first 24 hours as this, you know, part bird, part human freak of nature, like transporting animals to the new safe zone inside the trash pile in the center of the city. And once he was done with that, he took his wings to the air to enjoy the freedom of being a noble gull.
Mm.
And then after that first 24 hours, he did fly immediately into a very clean window, one of the skyscrapers downtown. Yeah. Just couldn't differentiate it from the rest of the sky, and because of his hollow bones, he just suffered a mortal wound.
Oh.
But he died as a bird.
Yeah.
So he died okay. Free.
Oh my god, that's magical.
Question. Though his yes, please.
No. This is a total non sequitur. So please finish your beautiful monologue.
Yeah, though his funeral was not attended by any of his human family, it was attended by Prometheus, the bird he briefly switched bodies with. And Prometheus did kind of have a little nipple.
Yeah.
Respect.
But I think...
You can't let good food go to waste.
Left a single French fry. In memoriam.
I was just going to say, have you guys ever seen that YouTube video, Kiwi?
What?
It was like one of the early, like I'm talking like 2007-ish YouTube. Okay. If you haven't seen it, go watch it. It's the most, like, it's like a short film for someone's graduate thesis project. And it's about a bird who gets to fly. This is an ad. We've done enough ads for the Disney Channel. Here's an ad for a random
YouTube. Yeah.
That's absolutely. More ethical for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I am writing that down for after this. Okay.
Oh, I was going to make us watch it, but the podcast people, they can't watch it. So
they can't really enjoy it. We can't distribute any part of it.
Yeah.
I think Bigsby, now Bug, taking on the name Bug as their raccoon title, stays in this, again, similar to Gaffield, of this like kind of hybrid form, but like the raccoon business businessman keeps their job because they were really good and they did really like it, but then almost naturally becomes like the mayor of this of this small city.
The small city of Cyber LA. The quaint little LA. Town.
Well, the trash town within Cyber LA.
The trash town. Yeah. You know what? No, Blue Sky. Yeah. He becomes the mayor of the whole thing. Cyber LA.
This method of waste management actually drastically improved so many public services across the board.
So much stuff.
Effective. People and critters. Critters and concrete living in peace.
But then, this harmonious living of critters and concrete together. One day, whilst looking out upon their kingdom, as it were, gets a letter from someone knocks on the door. Is like, "Hey, so you got to take a look at this. You just got a hollow letter from Cyber New York." And looking at it, the Rat King of Cyber New York declares war on Cyber LA. And then that's in the sequel, which is this action-packed, like, Game of Thrones huge battles across cyber US.
Yeah, two critters, two concrete.
All the rest of the US is fine. Yeah, two, yes, that's it. Two critters, two
concrete.
There's
actually nothing left in between the two cities anymore.
Yeah, it's cyber LA and cyber New York do butt up against each other.
May I make a request?
Yeah. Well, I was thinking the rest were just the US, unchanged.
Just like Mad Max energy.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And we have, it's actually, if you want to watch the sequel, it's already, this was actually a prequel. It is Mad Max Fury Road is the sequel to this.
That just happened somewhere else.
Disney Channel.
Yes.
It's happening
somewhere
else. In a three camera sitcom.
Oh yeah, it's the... It's like half reality show, half like Disney Channel remake of Mad Max Fury Road. Because it is the actual real war that is happening, but they film it and call it Mad Max Fury Road, the Disney Channel TV remake.
Yeah, yeah. There's some problems with media in the future of Cyber LA and Cyber New York.
Really, yeah, this is. Why but are by important. God, is it entertaining?
Can't argue with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
The final piece I want to say is that the Illuminati falls to pieces. Crumbles under the sheer weight of the new religion surrounding surrounding Sue Pom Pom and the horrifying gull angel. Lost angel that she traveled with. There's just no cell anymore for the Illuminati.
Illuminati.
Yeah, because everyone can see these critters, you know, these talking animals or whatever.
Yeah. Exactly.
How's Ariana Grande doing?
Well, she's practicing other consonant sounds.
Nice.
They're coming along great. The sustained K is particularly tricky.
Mm.
But people think that she's going to get there by the next album.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Good.
Thanks.
Good for her. Give her a trash Grammy.
Wow.
Yeah, beautiful.
Amazing.
What a take.
Dylan, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. And this was, of course, Critters in Concrete, a wonderful little game with pretty simple mechanics, kind of a good pick up and go. And thank you all for having played it with me. I was overjoyed this entire time, and I will be thinking thoughts of this new cyber city war for ages to come. I hope that the listeners enjoyed this this little one shot that we've put on, and I hope that you continue to listen and continue to play more games.
This episode of One Shot features music from the following artists: When in Rome by Avocado Junkie, Echo Mountain by Shimmer, I'll Make You Famous by Neon Beach, Abandoned Tunnel by the Europa Protoharmonic Symphony Orchestra, Out of the Blue by Louis Lyon, and Apex Program by Cody Martin. This episode of One Shot was edited and sound designed by Tracy Barnett. You can find more of their work online anywhere at The Other Tracy.
Thank you so much for joining us for another installment of Critters in Concrete, for letting me take over your favorite RPG podcast for a little bit, and another thank you to Emily Conklin for designing this great little shape-shifting game. Since Gen Con is literally right around the corner and we'll no doubt be seeing some of you there, please remember to check out the show notes, grab tickets for the various panels and performances ahead of time. Please don't miss out on anything. And remember, we're strongly encouraging all attendees to wear masks throughout any of One Shot Network's events this year. But be warned, performers may be unmasked during the performances in order to ensure the audience hears them clearly. So make the best decision you can to protect yourself and others while you enjoy our shows. Now, I won't personally be at Gen Con this year due to a little scheduling conflict, but I highly encourage you to yell my name at the Indianapolis sky. I'm pretty sure I'll be able to hear you. Speaking of yelling things, did you know that you can support One Shot for totally 100% free, like no money at all? Giving a 5-star rating on iTunes increases the visibility of the show, and a written review is obviously even better for our egos. You can even just tell all your friends about the show so they'll give it a listen. Here, I'll give you another example. Wow, James D'Amato, it's so cool seeing you here at Gen Con in Indianapolis, Indiana. I love your show, One Shot. And that host you have, Dylan, what a charmer. Is he single? See, could not be more easy and fun. And please, if you heard this episode and thought, wow, I want to be a feral pigeon, go grab yourself a copy on runningdog.itch.io. Later, gamers.
As always, a humble and hearty thanks to our supporters on Patreon. If you want to help us in a non-monetary way, the best thing you can do is tell a friend. You can also leave us a rating and review on iTunes. Every 5-star review we get helps new people find the show. For the latest One-Shot news, be sure to follow me on Twitter at OneShotRPG. Look us up on Facebook at facebook.com/OneShotPod, or look for news on the site at OneShotPodcast.com. If you want to inquire about ad rates, live appearances, commissioning episodes, or you have a general question or comment for the show, contact us at gamemaster@oneshotpodcast.com. One Shot is a production of the One Shot Podcast Network in association with Paracosm Press. Paracosm Press is a Chicago-based tabletop games publisher. You can find more information at paracosmpress.com. Finally, that music, which is right now swelling up over my voice, is Adventure by Be Your Own Pet, courtesy of Infinity Cat Records. See you next time, heroes.
Love Star Wars, but kind of wish you didn't? Then join us on the Expounded Universe podcast as we read through all the old Star Wars novels that took the galaxy far, far away that you know and love and turned it into a place where Han Solo can punch a giant otter and Luke Skywalker almost gets eaten by a giant gold-plated pillar of Dinty Moore beef stew. Did you like Princess Leia? Well, too bad! Now she's a space racist! Don't believe me? You'll just have to listen to find out on Expounded Universe.